Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we come now to the second, of the service gifts in Romans chapter 12, namely, the gift of giving. Giving is a spiritual gift. Let me read again, verse 6, 7, and 8. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality. Giving is a spiritual gift. Now, this reminds us again to say a couple of things about spiritual gifts. Number one, most of them are areas that all of us should exercise to some degree. We can see that very clearly in giving. Can any Christian be excused from giving? Absolutely not. All of us have a responsibility, an obligation, and some opportunity to give to the Lord. All of us do. All of us have a responsibility in that area. I think of what Paul said in regard to the gift for the persecuted Jewish Christians that he was receiving among the Gentile churches. And he said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I gave orders to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay aside, as God hath prospered, that there be no gatherings when I come. Every one of you, rich, poor, young, old, male, female, makes no difference. Let every one of you, every Christian, has the responsibility to give. But not every Christian has the gift of giving. Now, frankly, I think that's true in regard to all of the speaking gifts and all of the service gifts. It may not be true in regard to the sign gifts, but it's certainly true in regard to all of the other gifts. Namely, that every Christian has some opportunity and responsibility to exercise these areas of ministry, even though it may not be your particular area of giftedness. Teaching. Going back to that, one of the speaking gifts, teaching. Well, not everybody is a gifted teacher. Not everyone has that spiritual gift, as well we know. And it's very painful for someone to try to exercise the gift of teaching or to exercise the lack of gift of teaching, to exercise the function of teaching in a public way when they're not gifted in that manner. But every one of us can and should do some teaching. All parents have a responsibility to teach their children. You don't have to have a spiritual gift to do that. If you only do it if you think you are gifted spiritually, you are going to fail to do what the Bible commands you to do, to train up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Teaching should be going on in the home. Fathers have the main responsibility of teaching and oversight in that area, but certainly mothers carry on that responsibility in the home as well. And everybody's got to do that. Every parent's got to do that. And likewise with exhortation. Exhortation is similar to teaching, and every Christian has the privilege and opportunity and responsibility to exhort one another. So much as you see the day approaching, remember, in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25, that applies to every member of the body, though not everyone has that as their area of giftedness. And likewise, as we move to the service gifts, the first one was ministering or serving. All of us have that responsibility. Christ taught his disciples to serve one another. Christ girded himself with the servant's towel and went around and washed his disciples' feet to demonstrate that all Christians ought to serve one another in a similar fashion, not necessarily washing one another's feet, but serving one another in humility and performing the duty of a servant to one another. And all of us should and can do that, but not all of us have that as our particular spiritual gift. And likewise with giving. To share one's possessions. To give that which is of monetary, financial value to others and to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ and to the work of the gospel and to the advancement of his kingdom. All of us have a responsibility to do that. Everyone can give. Everyone must give. But some have a special Holy Spirit imparted ability to give. And if you do, do it with liberality. That's what it says. The Old King James says with simplicity, but that word is used in translated liberality. For example, in 2 Corinthians 8:2, sometimes that word, that same Greek word, is translated with the idea of single-mindedness of motive and purpose. In other words, you should give without ulterior motives. You should give not for the purpose of gaining advantage for oneself, not to obligate others, not to control others, not to gain inordinate or unqualified influence, just to give. Give out of love, give out of joy, give for the help and benefit of others, give for the advancement of Christ's kingdom, give without any thought of anything in return except to hear your Lord's, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," because you faithfully discharged your responsibility, because you faithfully exercised the spiritual gift which God gave to you. If someone has been given the spiritual gift of giving, then presumably they have also been given some God-given ability to acquire. If you're going to give more than the ordinary, presumably you're going to have more than the ordinary in order to be able to give more than the ordinary. I would just say, in most cases, that would seem logical and seem only necessary, reasonable, though I'm sure in some cases that may not necessarily be true. By observation, I have seen people who did not have anything more than an ordinary income, some people even less than an ordinary income, and yet have the gift of giving and seem to be creative in finding ways to save and to be frugal for the sheer purpose and delight of being able to give more to the Lord. I have seen that with my own eyes. So you don't necessarily have to have more than the ordinary in order to have the gift of giving. If you have the gift of giving, you find great delight in giving. Everybody can give. Everybody should give. And the Bible tells us to not give grudgingly or sparingly. That is, not give as little as you can get by with, but learn to give generously, for the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. But that does come with more difficulty with some people than others, though all of us need to grow in that area. We need to grow in the grace of giving, as Paul describes it in 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9. There is a grace of giving. All of us can do it. I tell you, dear friends, this is an overlooked area of service. Someone will want to hear me comment at this point on the question of tithing and the 10%, and is that how much we're supposed to give? And I hardly know where to begin on that subject. There's so much that can be said, so much that should be said. I would say that in some cases, the tithe would be a very appropriate and generous level of giving. I would say in other cases, the tithe would be an embarrassingly low and inappropriate level of giving. For some people, to give a tithe would be a very generous level of giving. People who are on a small income, a fixed income, earning low wages, maybe trying to support a family on a very meager income, in those circumstances, to give an honest 10% of your income could be a very generous level of giving. I would urge you not to be satisfied with any less than that, really. Studies show us that there aren't very many Christians, evangelical Christians, or Christians of any kind, but there aren't very many Christians in our day, even those who claim to be born-again, Bible-believing Christians, who are giving an honest 10%. The whole idea of tithing that used to be understood to be the norm is becoming less and less the norm in the minds of many people today. In other words, as God has blessed our nation, and as we have become more and more wealthy and financially successful, the result has been that we as Christians are giving less and less of our resources as a percentage of that which we receive to the Lord. Something's wrong with that picture. Something's wrong with that picture. That's just another measure of the obvious spiritual decline which we have experienced in our nation and are continuing to experience. Anybody talking about revival? Anybody talking about growth of the church and so forth and so on? They aren't looking at what I'm looking at. Even where I see what appears to be growth from a numbers and visible standpoint, I continue to see evidence of decline as far as spiritual commitment and seriousness about the things of God is concerned. And one proof of that is in the area of giving. Christians seem to be giving less and less. I would strongly urge you, dear Christian friend, to make the tithe your goal, your target, and not to be satisfied until you know you are giving that much to the Lord. But when you are, and it may take you a while to get up to that, you may have to work up to it gradually, but you should never be satisfied until you're there. But when you get there, I don't think you should be satisfied with that either. This idea, well, 10% belongs to God, 90% belongs to me, is wrong. 100% belongs to God. We are stewards, managers of the resources which God has placed into our trust. It is placed at our disposal for the purposes of His kingdom. Many of those purposes have to do with taking care of our family, to be sure. Those are God-honoring, biblical purposes for the resources that God places into our trust. But we ought to be giving a whole lot more than that. More than 10%. It all belongs to God. And our goal ought to be to see how much we can give to God, not how little we can get by with in our giving. And those who have the gift of giving understand that and are working at that and find delight in that. And that's something that all Christians ought to endeavor to grow in. And the fact that many people don't or don't even want to is an indication of our spiritual decline. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.